Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tap Today Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 2.5 cents at 549¾, March wheat down 9¼ cents at 648¼, and March beans down 4.5 cents at 1380¼. Currently, we've got the dollar up a half a cent, back right at 91 cents. We've got gold down $19. We've got silver down 24 cents. Bitcoin is up to 51,570, made its historic high at 52,280. I have no idea why, but continues to move higher. Looks to me like we're going to have a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday kind of day out here. The agronomists around the country are trying to figure out how bad this winter kill is. Again, we're really not going to know how bad it is until the wheat comes out of dormancy, and we're, you know, several, really at least a month to 2 months away in most places to have a clue on that. But, you know, the cold weather in Texas is as brutal, I think, as they've ever seen it down there, and this has been a little bit different kind of a cold snap than we've ever seen before. Chicago's finally coming out of it today. We're going to get up to 20 or 21 degrees. Late next week, we expect to be 39 to 40. So it looks like we're finally coming out of this thing. But in the meantime, some damage to the wheat has been done. Bean market a little bit lower after we had the good and open number. We rallied, you know, 4 or 5 cents. We're down 4 or 5 cents overnight. So the market doesn't seem to be too bulled up about that. We've got hot weather coming back into Argentina. The market didn't seem concerned about that, at least overnight. Brazil's second corn crop is maybe a little bit delayed in planting because of the wet weather. Again, the market just doesn't seem to care overnight here. Jordan did have 5 participants in their wheat tender, which tells me that there is a lot of wheat still around the world left for sale out here. So overall, you know, we're going to take a little bit of a rest here and see a turnaround Tuesday and Wednesday. I think that's possible out here. Funds are long 350, 360 corn, 180 beans. 130, 140,000 contracts of oil. So they're, you know, certainly on the long side out here. You know, how much higher are we going to go? You know, we've thrown some really big news at this market with this winter kill and the weather out here and the hot weather in Argentina and the rains in Brazil. And yet the only thing that's made a new contract high is the bean oil. So let's see, we made a new contract high overnight and then backed off. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.